U.S. History Textbook. Textbook available for free at cnx.org. Audio recording available for free at educateforfree.com. Key terms. Chapter 1. Beringia, an ancient land bridge linking Asia and North America. Black Death, two strains of the bubonic plague that simultaneously swept Western Europe in the 14th century, causing the death of nearly half the population. Chasqui, Incan relay runners used to send messages over great distances. Chattel slavery, a system of servitude in which people are treated as personal property to be bought and sold. Chinampas, floating Aztec gardens consisting of a large barge woven from reeds filled with dirt and floating on the water, allowing for irrigation. Crusades, a series of military expeditions made by Christian Europeans to recover the Holy Land from the Muslims in the 11th, 12th, and 13th centuries. Feudal society, a social arrangement in which serfs and knights provided labor and military service to noble lords, receiving protection and land use in return. Inquisition, a campaign by the Catholic Church to root out heresy, especially among converted Jews and Muslims. Quran, the sacred book of Islam written by the Prophet Muhammad in the 7th century. Matriarchy, a society in which women have political power. Mita, the Incan labor tax, with each family donating time and work to communal projects. Polygyny, the practice of taking more than one wife. Quipu, an ancient Incan device for recording information, consisting of variously colored threads knotted in different ways. Reconquista, Spain's nearly 800-year holy war against Islam, which ended in 1492. Serf, a peasant tied to the land and its lord. Chapter 2. Black Legend, Spain's reputation as bloodthirsty conquistadors. Calvinism, a branch of Protestantism started by John Calvin, emphasizing human powerlessness before an omniscient God and stressing the idea of predestination. Columbian Exchange, the movement of plants, animals, and diseases across the Atlantic due to European exploration of the Americas. Commodification, the transformation of something, for example, an item of ritual significance, into a commodity with monetary value. Encomienda, legal rights to native labor as granted by the Spanish crown. Hispaniola, the island in the Caribbean, present-day Haiti and Dominican Republic, where Columbus first landed and established a Spanish colony. Indulgences, documents for purchase that absolved sinners of their errant behavior. Joint stock company, a business entity in which investors provide the capital and assume the risk in order to reap significant returns. Mercantilism, the protectionist economic principle that nations should control trade with their colonies to ensure a favorable balance of trade. Mourning wars, raids or wars that tribes waged in eastern North America in order to replace members lost to smallpox and other diseases. Pilgrims, separatists led by William Bradford who established the first English settlement in New England. Privateers, sea captains to whom the British government had given permission to raid Spanish ships at will. Probanza de merito, or proof of merit, a letter written by a Spanish explorer to the crown to gain royal patronage. Protestant Reformation, the schism in Catholicism that began with Martin Luther and John Calvin in the early 16th century. Puritans, a group of religious reformers in the 16th and 17th centuries who wanted to purify the Church of England by ridding it of practices associated with the Catholic Church and advocating greater purity of doctrine and worship. Roanoke, the first English colony in Virginia, which mysteriously disappeared sometime between 1587 and 1590. Separatists, a faction of Puritans who advocated complete separation from the Church of England. Smallpox, a disease that Europeans accidentally brought to the New World, killing millions of Indians who had no immunity to the disease. Sugarcane, one of the primary crops of the Americas, which required a tremendous amount of labor to cultivate. Chapter 3. Headright System, a system in which parcels of land were granted to settlers who could pay their own way to Virginia. Indenture, a labor contract that promised young men and sometimes women money and land after they worked for a set period of years. Jesuits, members of the Society of Jesus, an elite Catholic religious order founded in the 1540s to spread Catholicism and to combat the spread of Protestantism. Maroon communities, groups of runaway slaves who resisted recapture and eked a living from the land. Middle Passage, the perilous, often deadly transatlantic crossing of slave ships from the African coast to the New World. Musket, a light, long-barreled European gun. Patroon ships, large tracts of land and governing rights granted to merchants by the Dutch West India Company in order to encourage colonization. Repartimiento, a Spanish colonial system requiring Indian towns to supply workers for the colonizers. Timucua, the native people of Florida, whom the Spanish displaced with the founding of St. Augustine, the first Spanish settlement in North America. Wampum, shell beads used in ceremonies and as jewelry and currency. Chapter 4. Deism, an Enlightenment era belief in the existence of a supreme being, specifically a creator who does not intervene in the universe, representing a rejection of the belief in a supernatural deity who interacts with humankind. Dominion of New England. James II's consolidated New England colony, made up of all the colonies from New Haven to Massachusetts, and later New York and New Jersey. English Interregnum, the period from 1649 to 1660, when England had no king. Enlightenment, an 18th century intellectual and cultural movement that emphasized reason and science over superstition, religion, and tradition. First Great Awakening, an 18th century Protestant revival that emphasized individual experiential faith over church doctrine and the close study of scripture. Freemasons, a fraternal society founded in the early 18th century that advocated enlightenment principles of inquiry and tolerance. French and Indian War, the last 18th century imperial struggle between Great Britain and France, leading to a decisive British victory. This war lasted from 1754 to 1763 and was also called the Seven Years' War. Glorious Revolution, the overthrow of James II in 1688. Navigation Acts, a series of English mercantilist laws enacted between 1651 and 1696 in order to control trade with the colonies. Nonconformists, Protestants who did not conform to the doctrine or practices of the Church of England. Proprietary colonies, colonies granted by the king to a trusted individual, family, or group. Restoration colonies, the colonies King Charles II established or supported during the Restoration, which included the Carolinas, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Salutary neglect, the laxness with which the English crown enforced the Navigation Acts in the 18th century. Chapter 5. Boston Massacre, a confrontation between a crowd of Bostonians and British soldiers on March 5, 1770, which resulted in the deaths of five people, including Crispus Attucks, the first official casualty in the war for independence. Coercive Acts. Four acts, Administration of Justice Act, Massachusetts Government Act, Port Bill, and the Quartering Act, that Lord North passed to punish Massachusetts for destroying the tea and refusing to pay for the damage. committees of correspondence, colonial extra-legal shadow governments that convened to coordinate plans of resistance against the British, Daughters of Liberty, well-born British colonial women who led a non-importation movement against British goods, direct tax, a tax that consumers pay directly rather than through merchants' higher prices, indirect tax, a tax imposed on businesses rather than directly on consumers, intolerable acts, the name American patriots gave to the coercive acts and the Quebec Act, loyalists, colonists in America who were loyal to Great Britain, Massachusetts Circular, a letter penned by Son of Liberty Samuel Adams that laid out the unconstitutionality of taxation without representation and encouraged the other colonies to boycott British goods. No taxation without representation. The principle first articulated in the Virginia Stamp Act resolutions that the colonists needed to be represented in Parliament if they were to be taxed. Non-importation movement. A widespread colonial boycott of British goods. Proclamation line. A line along the Appalachian Mountains imposed by the Proclamation of 1763, west of which British colonists could not settle. Sons of Liberty. Artisans, shopkeepers, and small-time merchants who opposed the Stamp Act and considered themselves British patriots. Suffolk Resolves. A Massachusetts plan of resistance to the Intolerable Acts that formed the basis of the eventual plan adopted by the First Continental Congress for resisting the British, including the arming of militias and the adoption of a widespread non-importation, non-exportation, and non-consumption agreement. Vice Admiralty Courts. British royal courts without juries that settled disputes occurring at sea. Chapter 6. Confiscation Acts. Statewide acts that made it legal for state governments to seize Loyalists' property. Continental Currency. The paper currency that the Continental government printed to fund the Revolution. Dunmore's Proclamation. The decree signed by Lord Dunmore, the Royal Governor of Virginia, which proclaimed that any slaves or indentured servants who fought on the side of the British would be rewarded with their freedom. Hessians, German mercenaries hired by Great Britain to put down the American Rebellion. Mecklenburg Resolves, North Carolina's Declaration of Rebellion against Great Britain. Minutemen, colonial militias prepared to mobilize and fight the British with a minute's notice. Popular Sovereignty, the practice of allowing the citizens of a state or territory to decide issues based on the principles of majority rule. Republicanism, a political philosophy that holds that states should be governed by representatives, not a monarch. As a social philosophy, republicanism required civic virtue of its citizens. 13 Colonies. The British colonies in North America that declared independence from Great Britain in 1776, which included Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Maryland, the province of Massachusetts Bay, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Providence Plantations, South Carolina, and Virginia. Yorktown, the Virginia port where British General Cornwallis surrendered to American forces. Chapter 7. Anti-Federalists, those who opposed the 1787 Constitution and favored stronger individual states. Bicameral, having two legislative houses, an upper and a lower house. Checks and balances, the system that ensures a balance of power among the branches of government. Connecticut Compromise, also known as the Great Compromise, Roger Sherman's proposal at the Constitutional Convention for a bicameral legislature with the upper house having equal representation for all states and the lower house having proportional representation. Conservative Whigs. The political and economically elite revolutionary class that wanted to limit political participation to a few powerful families. Coverture. The legal status of married women in the United States, which included complete legal and economic dependence on husbands. Democracy. A system of government in which the majority rules. Electoral College. The mechanism by which electors, based on the number of representatives from each state, choose the president. Federalists. Those who supported the 1787 Constitution and a strong central government. These advocates of the new national government formed the ruling political party in the 1790s. Majority rule. A fundamental principle of democracy, providing that the majority should have the power to make decisions binding upon the whole. Manumission, the freeing of a slave by his or her owner. Monarchy, a form of government with a monarch as its head. Proportional representation, representation that gives more populous states greater political power by allowing them more representatives. Radical Whigs, revolutionaries who favored broadening participation in the political process. Three-fifths compromise, the agreement at the Constitutional Convention that each slave would count as three-fifths of a white person for purposes of representation. Unicameral, having a single house of legislative government. Chapter 8, Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution which guarantee individual rights. Citizens Jeannet affair, the controversy over the French representative who tried to involve the United States in France's war against Great Britain. Democratic Republicans, advocates of limited government who were troubled by the expansive domestic policies of Washington's administration and opposed the Federalists. Impressment, the practice of capturing sailors and forcing them into military service. Letters of marque, French warrants allowing ships and their crews to engage in piracy. Louisiana Purchase, the U.S. purchase of the large territory of Louisiana from France in 1803. Marbury versus Madison, the landmark 1803 case establishing the Supreme Court's powers of judicial review, specifically the power to review and possibly nullify actions of Congress and the President. Revolution of 1800, the peaceful transfer of power from the Federalists to the Democratic Republicans with the election of 1800. The Terror, a period during the French Revolution characterized by extreme violence and the execution of numerous enemies of the revolutionary government from 1793 through 1794. XYZ Affair, the French attempt to extract a bribe from the United States during the quasi-war of 1798 to 1800. Chapter 9, Artisan, skilled, experienced worker who produces specialized goods by hand. Cumberland Road, a national highway that provided thousands with a route from Maryland to Illinois. De-skilling, breaking an artisanal production process into smaller steps that unskilled workers can perform. Erie Canal, a canal that connected the Hudson River to Lake Erie and markets in the West. Free moral agency, the freedom to change one's own life and bring about one's own salvation. Labor theory of value, an economic theory holding that profits from the sale of the goods produced by workers should be equitably distributed to those workers. Land offices, sites where prospective landowners could buy public land from the government. Machine tools, machines that cut and shape metal to produce standardized, interchangeable parts for mechanical devices such as clocks or guns. Mohawk and Hudson Railroad, the first steam-powered locomotive railroad in the United States. Putting out system, a labor system whereby a merchant hired different families to perform specific tasks in a production process. Specie, hard money, usually in the form of gold and silver coins. Working Men's Party, a political group that radically opposed what they viewed as the exploitation of workers. Chapter 10, American System, the program of federally sponsored roads and canals, protective tariffs, and a national bank advocated by Henry Clay and enacted by President Adams. Code of Deference, the practice of showing respect for individuals who have distinguished themselves through accomplishments or birth. Corrupt Bargain, the term that Andrew Jackson's supporters applied to John Quincy Adams' 1824 election, which had occurred through the machinations of Henry Clay in the U.S. House of Representatives. Five Civilized Tribes, the five tribes, Cherokee, Seminole, Creek, Choctaw, and Chickasaw, who had most thoroughly adopted Anglo-American culture. They also happened to be the tribes that were believed to stand in the way of Western settlement in the South. Kitchen Cabinet, a nickname for Andrew Jackson's informal group of loyal advisors. Log Cabin Campaign, the 1840 election in which the Whigs painted William Henry Harrison as a man of the people. Monster Bank, the term Democratic opponents used to denounce the Second Bank of the United States as an emblem of special privilege and big government. Nullification, the theory advocated in response to the tariff of 1828 that states could void federal law at their discretion. Rotation in office, originally simply the system of having term limits on political appointments. In the Jackson era, this came to mean the replacement of officials with party loyalists. Second party system, the system in which the Democrat and Whig parties were the two main political parties after the decline of the Federalist and Democrat Republican parties. Spoils system, the political system of rewarding friends and supporters with political appointments. Tariff of Abominations, a federal tariff introduced in 1828 that placed high duty on imported goods in order to help American manufacturers, which Southerners viewed as unfair and harmful to their region. Trail of Tears, the route of the forced removal of the Cherokee and other tribes from the southeastern United States to the territory that is now Oklahoma. Tyranny of the Majority, Alexei de Tocqueville's phrase warning of the dangers of American democracy. Universal manhood suffrage, voting rights for all male adults. Whigs, a political party that emerged in the early 1830s to oppose what members saw as President Andrew Jackson's abuses of power. Chapter 11, Alcalde, a Mexican official who often served as combined civil administrator, judge, and law enforcement officer. Barn burners, Northern Democrats loyal to Martin Van Buren who opposed the extension of slavery into the territories and broke away from the main party when it nominated a pro-popular sovereignty candidate. Californios, Mexican residents of California. Compromise of 1850. Five separate laws passed by Congress in September 1850 to resolve issues stemming from the Mexican Cession and the sectional crisis. Corps of Discovery, the group led by Meriwether Lewis and William Clark on the expedition to explore and map the territory acquired in the Louisiana Purchase. Empresario, a person who brought new settlers to Texas in exchange for a grant of land. Filibuster, a person who engages in an unofficial military operation intended to seize land from foreign countries or foment revolution there. 49ers, the nickname for those who traveled to California in 1849 in hopes of finding gold. Free Soil Party, a political party that sought to exclude slavery from the Western territories, leaving these areas open for settlement by white farmers and ensuring that white laborers would not have to compete with slaves. Liberty Party, a political party formed in 1840 by those who believed political measures were the best means by which abolition could be accomplished. Mexican Cession, the lands west of the Rio Grande ceded to the United States by Mexico in 1848, including California, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, and parts of Wyoming and Colorado. Missouri Compromise, an agreement reached in Congress in 1820 that allowed Missouri to enter the Union as a slave state, brought Maine into the Union as a free state, and prohibited slavery north of the 36.5 latitude. Northwest Passage, the non-existent all-water route across the North American continent sought by European and American explorers. Slave power, a term Northerners used to describe the disproportionate influence that they felt elite Southern slaveholders wielded in both domestic and international affairs. Talmadge Amendment, an amendment which did not pass, proposed by Representative James Talmadge in 1819, that called for Missouri to be admitted as a free state and for all slaves there to be gradually emancipated. Tejanos, Mexican residents of Texas. Wilmot Proviso, an amendment to a revenue bill that would have barred slavery from all the territory acquired from Mexico.